Today, Critics of Crazy ask you to join us on a new series that explores some particular pieces of art that make us scratch our heads in bewilderment. Join us as the Something Perplexing podcast takes a look at some perplexing movies. I'm Issa.
I'm Patty.
I'm Khaled.
Art, the final frontier.
Boom, boom, boom. Of the three people from the cast.
Hey, I can't wait to talk about perplexing movies. I want to give the people at home an idea of what we did right now. Because it's going to be a surprise from everybody to everybody about the type of movies that we're reviewing right now. But it had the criteria for it had to be a movie that it just left you in a state of bewilderment, confuffled, perplexed, flabbergasted.
Okay, we get it.
But not angry.
Not angry.
No? Oh.
Maybe a little bit angry. Okay. Maybe a little bit frustrated.
Okay.
Because I've been in some of those movies and I'm like, why in the hell am I still in here?
You was in the movies?
I was watching a movie.
Oh, I thought you was talking about your OnlyFans type of situation.
No, I have no issues with that.
No?
Fine with that.
I was in the movie. It was great. So, who want to kick this off, man?
Ooh, not me.
Really? Okay.
I'm excited to hear about your thing, man.
I'll go first. So, this is what I did. I've seen so many weird movies. That's kind of my bag, right? But I wanted to watch something different for this episode. So, I said, I'm going to go on Reddit. I put weird movies into Reddit, and this thing came that said, what's the weirdest movie you ever saw? And I said, the first movie on here that I can watch, because it's on a streamer that I have access to, I'm going to watch. Whatever the fuck it is, I'm going to watch it. So the very first movie that came up was a guy that wrote Holy Motors. Have either of you ever seen that movie?
Mm-mm. Oh.
No. Okay. So then, after that comment, it was another guy saying, this is the first thing that came to mind. Then I was like, well, I don't want to know anything about the movie. I'm going in blind. And so I went in blind. I'm going to give you, I'm going to tell you that I didn't make it through this movie. And for me not to make it through a movie is insane. Critically acclaimed movie, has like a 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. I like weird. I was fucking bored. Okay. So let me explain. Let me read you, according to IMDb, what the movie is about. A man boards a limousine to be driven to his day's work. 9 mysterious appointments. This guy leaves his home. This guy, judging by his house, is affluent. And he gets into the limousine and they're like, you have 9 appointments today. And he said, okay. And then he puts on like an old lady costume and he walks around a street in this old lady costume. And then he goes into the limousine and he goes to a second appointment. Trying to remember, there's 2 appointments that were like really weird. The second appointment is very weird. He puts on like a stop motion outfit thing. You know what I mean?
Like the green thing?
With the dots on it? Has like, yes. Puts that on. He's like running with a gun on like what is like a treadmill. And all of a sudden he falls off the treadmill and they're like, hey, what happened? He's like, oh, I'll get back on. But then all of a sudden this woman in like a red latex thing with the little bubbles comes out and they simulate sex.
Ooh, okay.
The way they simulate it with the yes. outfit on?
Yeah.
Or they do real shagging?
No. That
perceived as shagging in the show?
No, just perceived as shagging. They who did it with their outfits on, like, I guess, for whatever the hell they did it for.
Wait, you didn't say the name of the movie?
Holy Motors.
Holy Motors, that's the name of it. Okay.
It's French, just so you know.
Okay.
So, not only was it bad, I had to read. And then the third one, which is the last one I'll mention, and then I'll mention another part of the movie that I actually really enjoyed. is he dresses up. He looks like a leprechaun. He's got on a little green suit, crazy red hair, crusty toenails, and he's like walking through a cemetery and he's picking like flowers off of tombstones and eating them. And he just looks deranged. It's probably the most famous scene in the movie. And then there's a model taking pictures, and he goes and he kidnaps the model and he takes her underground. And then model is played by Eva Mendes. Yeah.
I love Eva Mendes, dude. I just seen a picture here. Holy crap.
Okay. So the model's played by Eva Mendes. He takes her like to this underground thing. He makes her cover her boobs because her dress is like low cut. And then he strips, right? Like his wang is pixelated, so you can't see it. But he strips and then he lays on her like lap. He puts his head on her lap and he makes her sing to him. I fast forwarded the part. I was like, okay, this is fucking weird. I was like, I'm gonna soldier on. I'm gonna soldier on for this podcast. And I really tried and I made it. The next one is like a dad that picks up his daughter from a party. The best part is like this interlude where it's like them playing music and he's playing the accordion. It's very, very short. It's the best part. Then he plays a man that is hired to kill a man that looks just like him. Then there's a part where he's like, stop the limousine, and he goes and he shoots someone, but it's part of fake world because then the driver lady comes and gets him and takes him back in. And that's where I had to stop. That's where I said, I can't do this anymore. I love you guys. You mean the world to me, but I can't do it anymore. So then I looked up the movie, and to my surprise, it's critically acclaimed, and people love this movie. And any idea what this movie could be about? Because I didn't figure it out. I was like, what? But I'll tell you what it's about. What the meaning? You have a question, Khalid? Do you want to see this movie, Khalid?
Not no, maybe not really, but when you said you guys mean the world to me, or do you mean the movie or me and Issa?
No,
Issa and I.
you
Where
guys,
is it?
but you have you ever heard that Meatloaf song, I'll Do Anything for Love, but I won't do that?
I know it, but Issa
That
sings
is,
it really
watch this
well.
movie. You want to sing it?
Come on.
No.
Not drunk enough yet.
But I see you want to hear the well, you got a breakdown of what you feel is about, right? I want to hear that
I
because
want
I
to hear
see
that,
what
yes.
the overlords tell me, like what they feel the breakdown it was.
It's like an homage to cinema. So he is an actor. He's not an actor. I still have no idea why he does these things. But the theory, the what I understood from reading what I read is that, like, in the grand scheme of things, he's like an actor and he's playing different people, and each little scene is a different form of cinema. So there's crime, I guess the sexual stuff with the suits is sci-fi. Not sure what the first lady is. But that's my understanding of it. I can't break it down for you because I didn't finish it, but that was my I feel bad that I didn't finish it, but I was like, I can contribute in other ways because I've seen so many weird movies. What are the overlords telling you, Issa?
Exactly what you say, dude. Yeah, exactly what you say. At its core, Holy Motors examines the nature of existence and the masks we wear in our daily lives. Oscar's various roles represent different facets of human experience, from the mundane to the extraordinary, highlighting the performative nature of identity. Through his transformations, the film raises questions about authenticity, agency, and the pursuit of meaning in a world filled with artifice and spectacle.
There you go.
Ultimately, Holy Motors suggests that life itself is a performance, and we are all actors navigating the stage of reality.
Is that
Duh.
Shakespeare?
Duh.
Duh. Me.
Duh.
Yeah,
Duh.
it is.
Duh.
Duh. Duh.
Whatevs.
I'm curious. I want to read somebody on Rotten Tomatoes that didn't like it. Give me a second. Because,
They're
like,
gonna be hilarious.
Because people like love this movie, you guys like love it. Like, I think it has like a 91 or 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. Hold on.
I've seen Rotten Tomatoes at 71%. No.
That's the audience score,
Yeah,
but
the audience score
the
is
critic
71.
score is 92%. But I'm gonna find one that a person that didn't like it. Give me a second. This guy, Keith Garlington, did not like it, and he wrote, "If characters and plot are important ingredients for you, then you'll probably start checking out before the halfway mark." And I like to think that, dude, I watch movies that are about absolute nothing and I'll enjoy them, but this was not fun. It's not
It's like a
fun.
waste of time.
I had a hard time finding much of a concrete message within it, all as much as a Saw, a director. That doesn't even make sense. Let me look for another one. I think
That
maybe
was Brad Breavitt. I see it. I
yeah.
see what you read it. Yeah. Apparently, I never dig through Rotten Tomatoes too much. Apparently, the old green thing mean that they didn't like it.
Correct. It's
Huh.
rotten. The
Fancy
red
that.
fresh. I'm a big Rotten Tomatoes fan. Sometimes the audience ones are funnier. Let's look at the audience ones. Hold on.
Oh, you could change that shit?
The
I
audience
didn't know
one is
that.
the popcorn. So the 71% is the audience rating. So let me read some of those reviews. Guy in a limo drives around and performs different roles around Paris. Not sure how they're connected. Not sure what the point was. Not worth trying to figure out either.
I'm out. My drop.
Weird enough for critics to like, but it's just too slow. This time, I just don't get it. Well, this
Nefasto.
I did
I
not
did not
get.
get.
Awful, pretentious, rotten with worms crawling around inside. Of course, the lesson makes sense the more critics love it, right? They praise it with descriptions like abstract, enigmatic, and absurd. All these really mean they're lost, confused, and too afraid to admit they don't know what's going on for fear they'll appear stupid. The emperor has no clothes. So that was my movie. I don't recommend it. Can I rate it?
Yeah, please.
Out of five?
Yeah.
2.5.
Okay.
2.5 is heavy and high for something that
Yeah?
you walk out on.
So
But no, I get.
I don't think
I'm
it's
taking you two point
bad.
five.
It's just not for me. You know what I mean? Like, I can see why somebody would like it. Like, that's full of themselves and wants to be highbrow, right? Like, I get that, but it's just not for me.
I just want to be different.
Yeah. But the production quality is good. Maybe if I was in a different mood, I would have. I don't know.
You have to be in the mood
Anyway,
for it, I guess.
maybe. Who's
It's
next?
weird. Like, I don't care about critics, but like, it have some people when they say something, like, I want to see it. Like, and it come down to friends. So, like, dude, I don't think you understand. I genuinely wanted to see the new Exorcist movie. And you give me that shit review. I was like, ugh.
What
I
you
ain't got
need
the
to
time
watch,
to
what
push
Corinne
through on
needs
that
to
movie, dude.
watch, what everybody that's listening right now needs to watch is Baby Fucking Reindeer. That is weird and
Then
it is
somebody
ridiculous.
else tell me that Exorcist was so-so, and same exact thing they tell me, watch Baby Reindeer. I was like, huh, that's the second person I hear tell me about Baby Reindeer.
Baby
So good.
Reindeer is where again?
Netflix.
Netflix.
I kind of wanted to cover that, but it's not a movie. And also, since it's so new, I didn't want to give any. And you guys haven't seen it, I didn't want to give any spoilers.
No, don't tell me anything. Don't tell me anything. I want to see it.
I don't like reviews before I watch something or somebody to tell me about a movie, even if they like it or don't like it, because while I'm watching it, I'm thinking, why don't they like it? I'm gonna hate this movie. So I hate it right off the bat. I give it the hate. So I
Yeah.
like to be impartial, watch it, and then usually my liking of them. I like 3-star movies for some reason. Sometimes some twos, but not the ones.
Listen, I am a Joe Bob fan. I love bad camp horror movies, but The Exorcist is just not.
Trash.
Bad. It's trash. And what's funny is I usually will listen to reviews. Like, I'll still watch something if I want to see it, but I knew going into The Exorcist that the reviews were bad. And I was like, I feel sometimes critics are overtly critical of horror. So I kind of ignore whatever they say about horror movies. I might take their opinions more serious about other things. Movie's trash. Actually, the director doesn't even want to, because it's supposed to be a trilogy. The director's like, I'm out of here. I'm not doing this shit again.
You guys ever had to give a review? Patty has to give reviews, but
Oh yeah,
on
dude.
something.
We need to
What
highlight
has
that. Miss Patricia Abarua is the source of this particular episode because you guys
That
need to
counts.
always double check on movieweb.com. She is a
On
writer,
there.
professional, and
Professional.
a star author at movieweb.com. Boom.
But I do not do reviews.
There you go.
Reviews are hard to do. Like, you have to be a whole other level of smart to review
I
something.
felt bad about a review I gave because it wasn't about a movie or a topic.
Restaurant?
It was about a appetizer, a little snack. So we all were there sampling it, the snack, right? And we had to give it a number, 1 to 10. So I wanted it to be different. Everybody's like, oh, 8, 9, 6, or 7, whatever. I'm like, ah, 3. And like, why? Why a 3? I was like, I felt bad about it afterwards, but I'm like, you know, I've stuck to my guns. It was a 3 because I wanted to give other treats a higher review, but you know, I did feel a little bad at the end of my
Yeah.
treat review.
Who
I
was
got
it a
over it.
who made it, like a restaurant or a friend?
Oh, a restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody's a 10 when I go to somebody's house to eat their food. I'm like, yeah,
I
it's a
mean,
10.
it is what it is, dude. You
Yeah.
can have your opinion.
Yes.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah. If you didn't like it, man. If you didn't like it.
Yes. So, okay,
Everything's
good.
subjective.
Again, personal friends, their opinion would push me to watch something that I wasn't going to watch, or it would push me to not watch something I was genuinely going to catch. Outside of that, critics and shit like that, I don't pay attention to it.
Yeah, no. I also watch something. I'll look at it because I'm curious, but you know,
You
it
know
is
what
what it is.
I hate, dude? Star Wars critics. And the people who keep putting down all the Star Wars movies, dude. Like, what the fuck, man? Is that a Star Wars movie? That's supposed to be any kind of deep contemplative shit.
But I feel
The
like Star
king.
Wars is kind of a deep film. Like,
Yeah.
I feel like it's a lot about a lot more than meets the eye, no? I'm not a
I
big Star Wars fan. Like, just I don't, sci-fi is not my thing, but you
There's
know.
definitely a lot going on, and maybe I'm blinded by my love for it, but it never had like a Star Wars movie that I was completely turned off by. I wasn't happy about aspects of the maybe episode 2, the Clone Wars.
Clone Wars has a 19% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It had certain
That
things about
is
that didn't
pretty
sit well with my,
offensive. Yeah.
but I'd still love it. And then the last trilogy, it had things that was weird that I didn't
Yeah.
get, but I still love it, you know? But
Okay.
yeah, I
Hated
could
it.
see why people coming over.
I
Like
feel
this
like
one.
the originals people must really like, right? Or no?
Yeah,
I think
Five,
so. I
six,
mean.
seven, people love.
Episode 5 has a 95%. Episode 4 has a 93. Yeah, they're highly rated. Those are highly rated.
Talking more recent, like I didn't want to hear any critics' input on Kong versus Godzilla. Kong versus Godzilla.
I heard that
Not
was good.
sure.
Is that the one that is
That was a
supposed to be
treat.
really good? No,
I don't
I'm
know. It
thinking
was
of.
stupid as all hell, but I didn't fall
No,
asleep on it, you
no,
know?
no. I'm thinking of
It's a new one.
Godzilla. Is there another Godzilla movie that just
There's
recently
another
came
one
out?
coming out with an extra Godzilla Kong with extra Kongs and extra Godzillas, I think. So I don't know.
No,
It's a
let
new
me
one.
tell you. Like, again, the heat for Fast and Furious movies.
Oh, trash. I'm sorry.
Listen,
We're not gonna go there today.
listen.
I couldn't keep
Stop
up with a whole other
watching.
episode. Do you like those movies? Because that will make me question
I
our friend.
liked the first one
I'll
with
watch it.
what's it with with Vin Diesel and that guy who died. First one was good.
Paul Walker, yeah.
Paul Walker, that
No,
was
but
good.
even the last one, I'll watch every Fast and Furious movie that come out. But I'll tell you this, maybe around part six or seven or something like that, I fall asleep in the cinema when I was watching it. That was the last
Oh
one I
man.
seen in the cinema. I was like,
It's like,
I
what
don't think
the
I can go see a Fast and Furious movie anymore.
Godzilla minus one is the one that's supposed to be really good.
Oh, minus one. I thought that was a review
No,
the
that's a whole
reviews.
different thing. That's not a Hollywood movie. That's a Japanese flick.
The Japanese, no.
Okay.
Dude, I cannot. How many of those franchise of the Fast and Furious? There's 10, right?
Yeah, I think
Yes.
so.
I'll go see those movies in the cinema. Like, you know what was bad too, but I'll still try for it. I think last three, I fall asleep for all three. I couldn't watch it out, but I'll still try to catch it. Transformers. Have you guys seen Transformers, dude? That is a hard watch, bro.
Not my
Yeah.
kind of a thing. I saw the first one, but it's just not my kind of
I'll
movie.
still try for it, though.
Yeah.
I'll still try for it.
Good for
But
you.
yeah, put me into a deep sleep, dude.
Damn, that sucks.
You know, just to pay money to go to see a movie in the cinema and fall asleep dribbling in the cinema.
Yeah.
Cartoons were way better.
Yeah. You know what movies I also don't like that people really like? Marvel.
You like him? You don't like him? You like him or don't like him?
It's a muted himself. He's so upset.
So upset.
No, I'm sorry.
No, the phase one was incredible.
What?
Phase one,
It's
like when it
phases. I
and
don't know why it's phases, but they're like in phase four or something now.
have no idea. I know Captain
phase
America
one,
died.
phase two, phase three. I don't know. I just know that. Dude, that was one of those movies when I went to see Endgame. And what was the one before Endgame? Infinity Wars. You're talking about people jump up
Stupid.
and cheer. No, it was
People are
so good.
stupid.
It was
So good.
so good. It was
So
so great. I love that movie, dude.
here's what I told Lewis
I'll
because
rewatch that movie today.
I haven't seen those and I don't want to watch them, but I have seen some, and every time I see them, I'm like, this feels like they're so over the top dramatic. It's almost like a soap opera, but men need like men in superhero outfits and like explosions and like fights to be okay with wanting to watch a soap opera. And so they gave you guys Marvel. Congrats.
I love soap operas. I don't know what you're talking about. Maybe I don't know
I like soap operas. I
if I
watched
can
General.
argue with that. I used to love General Hospital.
I
Days of
did
Our
too,
Lives.
actually. I never saw Days of Our
Passions.
Lives. I saw General Hospital because it was on when I came home from school.
I
It
watch
was on the
wrestling,
TV.
dude. That's the most soap opera
Soap
shit
opera.
you can catch.
Okay.
What was the other one? I had it. So wait, dude. I get a degree. The aversion to Marvel, I get per degree. The dislike of Transformers, maybe even Fast and Furious.
Oh.
What about Lord of the Rings? You watch Lord of the Rings, right?
Never seen it.
Get the fuck out.
Right? It's like the best.
Never seen Harry Potter either.
out.
But I've seen
God.
some obscure ass foreign films. Yes.
You muggle, you. You muggle. I'm
Patty's a
a
book reader
Patricia.
above anything else. Have you read the Harry Potter books?
No,
I
or
actually
Lord of
read the
the
books.
Rings. I want to see Lord of the Rings, though, and I want to see Harry Potter.
It's good.
I think they're on Peacock.
You should.
Lord of the Rings on Max, the
Oh,
extended
yeah? Oh,
versions.
okay. I'll watch it. I did read Lord of the Flies.
Lord of the Fries with Harrison Ford was awesome.
Lord of the
And
Flies.
if
Harrison Ford is
fries,
in Lord of the Flies?
look at the
yeah,
flies.
man.
I think he's on this island, right?
Check it, check it, check it
Yeah.
on your Rotten Tomatoes. Harrison Ford, Lord of the Flies.
Lord of the Flies or the Fries, like French fries?
Not
Fries.
Lord of the French Fries, no. There's a Lord of the Flies version with Harrison Ford. And I just feel like Yellow Jackets is a spin-off of Lord of the Flies, no? Is it not
Yeah,
like a
I haven't
version of Lord
seen
of the
that.
Flies?
But I want to see it. I don't have. What is it on Showtime?
I think so.
Dude, I need
Harrison
to.
Ford, Lord of the Flies.
Let me Google that because I don't see it.
Harrison Ford not in Lord of the Flies? Am I
He's
thinking about a different movie, dude? Fuck.
yeah,
I
I
don't
think
know,
you're
bro,
thinking of
but you know, we're
somebody
looking it up
else.
now.
He's in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
No.
Oh, they're the Lord of the Flies.
Yeah, dude. Harrison Ford, Lord of the Flies.
Why didn't I find that? Who does he play?
Yeah. He play, I guess, the teacher in it.
I don't know.
Yeah, Lord of the Flies, man. Harrison Ford.
How come I don't see what you're looking at?
No, wait, I gotta find this. This is madness if I could see it and you can't see
Yeah.
it.
No, I don't
Yeah,
find
so
it.
this is in a different reality right now where that
Yeah, it
happens.
is. Am I in a different? Oh,
You are in
sorry,
a
is the
different
Mosquito Coast.
Okay. Great.
It's the
Oh,
same thing, though.
I heard the Mosquito Coast is good. I haven't seen it though. But
Is that
that's
new too?
recent, right?
No. That was old. But Mosquito
Oh.
Coast, that's
Then
like
I'm thinking
Lord
of
of the
something
Flies,
else.
man.
Then I'm thinking
Okay.
about
Yeah.
something else. Okay.
Okay, cool. Cool
Yeah,
beans.
Mosquito Coast.
Okay, who's next?
Who
Let me
is
run
next?
through my. Oh, you
Your
want to
turn.
go,
No,
buddy?
you go. You go, bro.
All right. Let me get my
I
all
can't wait.
research up here. So the name of the film that
But you
I'm gonna
saw it.
talk about. Yeah, like I saw it full thing. I probably see it like twice,
Okay.
but I see it years ago,
Okay.
right? And the name of the movie is Star Wars Part One. No, I just playing. Is Easy Rider.
Ah, okay.
You guys ever hear about Easy Rider?
With the
Sounds
motorcycle guys?
Yes.
Familiar.
Yes.
Okay. I saw it
Is that with
once.
Jack Nicholson?
Jack Nicholson, Henry Fonda,
They do acid? Is it that one?
yes.
I have never seen it, but I've always wanted to. Is it streaming on anything?
I was looking for it on your paid sponsorship Tubi because they say it was supposed to be there, but it is not there, man.
It's not on anything. Damn.
But I'm gonna run through a few things. So I gotta run through the time of my life when I catch this film. And I just remember it was like one of those periods when it was like a little bit rebellious. It was like early teens, like 14, 15. You know, you're rebelling against the system. And I was watching with like a group of dudes who are on the same mindset. You watching this film, and it started off with them completing a drug deal, right? And they just succeed in the drug deal. And the objective now is to get these drugs and this money over the cross country. So they ride in cross country. Dennis Hopper direct this movie, right? And from what I hear, it had come out in 1971, right? It was a situation where the success of that movie, which was a $40,000 budget that result in 60 million
60
in
million
the net.
adjusted for inflation or 60 million period?
Hold on. Let me
No,
confirm with you.
that has to be adjusted for inflation. That's wild.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't take that
It
calc.
was huge. Yeah, for 1969 had a budget of 400,000,
Okay.
went on to gross over 60 million worldwide.
Wow. That's wild.
And that today
Wow.
would be
Wow. Like, I'm stunned. That's insane.
dude, if that was converted to today's currency, $519 million.
Wow.
That would be big even for like a Marvel flick, dude.
It was
So
the
five
fourth highest grossing film of 1969.
Ooh.
1969. So you can imagine you end in that hippie period, right? And like I big in 60s and 70s music, right? And this is like the perfect example of what I feel the difference between the 60s and the 70s was. And I given this perspective from a dude who born and raised in Trinidad, right? Who observe American culture from a third world country, right? And this was my assessment, the shit that America was popping out that I was in love with, that it included the music and the movies. Like Beatles more than anything else. Like you hear the early music, Love Me Do, you know what I mean? Hold My Hand. And then all of a sudden they're talking about like I Am the Walrus and shit like that. You're talking about like Jim Morrison and the Doors versus like Buffalo Springfield and all this shit. It's just this weird transition into the 70s. And, you know, like the top shit in the 60s being like, I tell you, Beatles and stuff. And then in the 70s, you had Led Zeppelin. So it's like, that's what this movie was, dude. It was like the end of the 60s and the beginning of the 70s. And Dennis Hopper paved the way for like the idea that it was an independent film at the time. It was like a situation where because that film was so successful, it gave the opportunity to a bunch of other indie films to just be made and stuff. That's so, yeah, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Let me break down the points of the movie so run through the whole story for you. All right, so it opened up with Atelier, the two dudes, Dennis Hopper and Peter Fonda riding the bikes. The big main inciting incident was the drug deal that led them to going on this journey to get the money out. At the end of the first act, they hold on, where are my scenes? Yeah. Motorcycle trip was from LA to New Orleans after that drug deal, right? So at the end of Act One, Wyatt and Billy, right, had meet George Hanson. George Hanson was the Jack Nicholson character. Now, this is the cool thing about it. Now, picture this. This is like my little observation. It was Captain America, I believe, was Wyatt. That was Dennis Hopper. And Billy was Peter Fonda. Now, both of them was bikers, long hair, hippie-ass bikers, right? But, and they represent that freedom, that rebellion. But they're criminals, like straight out. Now, Jack Nicholson, though, this was the awesome thing about him. Clean shaven, short hair, but in the system, and don't give a flying fuck. He against the system within the system type of scene. He represent a whole different breed of somebody who is rebelling, undercover, functioning alcoholic, right? Just always had the little personal flask drinking away. He was such a different type of rebel in that film, dude. But he'd link up with these guys and he like, oh, what is this? What is this strange thing that you guys like call marijuana? I will have some. And it is glorious. And like, he joined them and the thread that bind them together was the rebellion, man. Say, fuck it. So by the middle of the film, they just was basically through Act Two going from one little adventure to the next, meeting these hippies and meeting this one and meeting that one. At the midpoint, Nicholson, oh, and it should be like known, we reviewed weird shit, so spoilers straight through. Jack Nicholson character got killed. He come across some regular ass people, scuffle, killed. At that point, Billy and Wyatt, they take it into context. They're heartbroken by the situation, but they understand they had to keep moving on to get to New Orleans, right? Get to New Orleans, and then they had that, the acid that they had in the film. They get that acid like within the first 10 minutes, and they have like a line insinuating that take this when the time is right. And by the end of the film, that's when they take it, right? So they take the acid, and it was just the most weird, trippy, awesome, random, stupid scene that tried to portray what it was like to be on acid, you know? And it was interesting, man. It was great. And then after that, you know, one of the things that Peter Fonda had mentioned is like, we fail. We messed this up. Like, he went too extreme. He went too overbound. Like, taking the acid and just going away from the idea, the freedom of the road and the freedom of the herb and all these natural things. And just, it was like over the edge. And he was like, this is not good. But it was tripping hard on this acid, right? But they get over it. They leave. And it just end with like, both of them get shot. That was the final scenes.
Like Thelma and Louise.
Kind of like Thelma and Louise. Like, yeah. Like, instead of jumping over the plateau, it was just driving through Louisiana or one of those states. And they both got shot by like these good old boys who always had like this agenda against the hippies and stuff.
As they were riding their bike, right? Like, they got shot off their bikes.
Yes. Well, yeah, one to the other.
Let me ask you about another movie from 1969. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Have you ever seen that?
Mm-mm. Yeah, man.
Are they Hell the same movie?
Oh.
No. But you're right, though. But Butch Cassidy was a little bit different. First off, I don't mean to be like nothing wrong with being gay. I just saying. Peter Fonda and Dennis Hopper ain't got shit on Robert Redford 69 and Paul Newman 69. Those dudes was the shit in terms of coolness, in terms of everything, dude. Robert Redford and Paul Newman was on a different trip. Paul Newman I mean,
Paul Newman was a
boy. That was like peak Paul Newman and peak Robert Redford. And for that particular film, that was a whole different thing. Number one
grossing film of 1969. But when I think of them, I think they're like similar. That's why I was asking. I haven't seen either.
No.
I thought they were the same thing. Damn it.
It was not the same thing at all.
Oh my God. Okay.
But yeah, that's my run, man. Easy Rider. I remember us finishing it being slightly pissed off with everybody dead, trying to grasp like what the concept was, and like feeling so fancy and smart that like I could tell that, oh, this movie was about freedom. This movie was about fighting for something else, and being like, oh, 15-year-old me, this is so intelligent to me to be able to figure this shit out.
Wow. Okay.
What are you saying, dude?
Huh?
America.
There we go. That was fun, guys.
You see it? You see it?
Yeah, I saw it. That was a good one. Good movie.
You did?
You remember that shit?
One? Which one?
Easy Rider, dude.
Yeah, I watched it recently, like 10 years ago. And I was like, what the hell happened? Why did they die at the end? I was hoping that something positive came out of this situation.
Dude, come on. But be honest with me. You had enjoyed it or you thought it was full of shit?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It's cool. Get it on the highway. Right. Yeah, that song.
The music was good.
It was good. Yep.
It really shake you up when they get killed in the end. Yeah, it was like, God damn, what the fuck?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Jack Nicholson, well, that's another dude who I just like infatuated with, like from back in the day. So I don't know why, but like, yeah, his shit was, his part was crazy in it, dude.
What's your favorite Jack Nicholson movie?
That's a good one, man.
Batman.
Which one? Batman?
It has so much good ones, dude. I'd love him as Joker.
And the one where, yeah, when he was Joker. And the one when he was in that, well, I haven't seen Shining? Much. The Shining, yeah. The hotel one. That was pretty cool.
Oh, Shining is my favorite. Shining, full stop, is my favorite. If it had like a list, like an additional movie we was doing that had Jack Nicholson that was perplexing and like I hate that shit. Mm-hmm. It was a movie he do with Sean Penn. Gosh, that movie was heartbreaking, dude.
Chinatown?
No, not Chinatown was great. That was Roman Polanski. And I love Chinatown, dude.
I saw
Chinatown was
Chinatown
awesome, dude.
so long ago. I don't even remember it.
Chinatown was so great. But this one, he do
Finding Three
Sean.
Pieces? I think it's the one with Sean Penn.
No, Sean
Oh.
Penn direct this movie.
Oh, okay.
And it was sad and depressing and just fucked up. Sean Penn had direct this movie with Jack Nicholson, and it was about a murderer. And it was like Jack Last Case. Dude, he wanted to catch this killer. And the
I've seen
killer had
that.
died before the fact. Yeah. That was like heavy and depressing. I didn't like it. I didn't
Oh
like
my
it one
God.
bit.
You know what Jack Nicholson movie I love? The
What? Oh.
Witches of Eastwick.
Hell
Oh.
yeah, dude. I'd
I don't think I've seen
love
that one.
that, man.
That's such a good movie.
I need to watch
I
it.
love that movie. Oh, you have to watch it, Khalid.
The
So good.
Pledge. The Pledge was the name of the
Oh, it's
movie
right
he did.
here. I've never seen
Yeah.
that.
You know, and it's cool that we mentioned that because it's Jack Nicholson's birthday today, dude. Happy
Happy
birthday,
birthday,
Jack
Jack
Nicholson.
Nicholson. You're
Yeah.
3,000 years old.
Yeah.
Whoa.
3025.
And you're probably dating a 17-year-old girl.
She's 18.
But he got issues, so he's not going to remember that he with the girl.
He has memory issues, yes.
Does he? Oh.
Yeah, dude, he like super messed up. Like he got on Monday from
Oh.
Friday,
Oh,
apparently.
damn.
Well, I
I'm
don't know
sorry to
that.
hear that.
That
I didn't
sucks.
know
That's
that
sad.
either.
I was sad with Bruce Willis too, right?
It's heartbreaking, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Dude, because I watched like Bruce Willis is so freaking cool, dude. Have you guys seen Die Hard, man?
Lighting.
Dude.
All of
Have you
them.
seen Moonlighting?
Shit, yeah.
It's good. I know. That's a good
Unbreakable.
one. What a handsome
Unbreakable.
man. And like he just
Yeah.
seems so nice. Not in a
Yeah.
creepy way.
No.
His dementia, right?
Yeah. He has, so I was reading that the dementia that he has, it's called like frontal lobe. And so what it affects is your speech, not your memory. So his memory's there. Can you imagine how frustrating that must be? It inhibits your communication. So your
Is that the
speech.
case, dude? Oh man. Oh, that sucks. Bro.
I think it's like the only type
That's.
of dementia that doesn't mess with your memory and your and that. It's just a part of your brain that has to do with talking and communicating.
So he still know he's like one of the baddest dudes from 90s cinema.
I don't know that he knows that. I gotta look it up
I don't know.
to read it to you, to explain it to you.
I saw the last movie he did on Netflix. It was garbage.
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah. Him and I think John Travolta was in it.
oh God.
It was like, what the hell am I watching? Why is it so bad? But I guess, you know.
So it's called frontotemporal disorders. And it's the result of damage to neurons in the frontal and temporal lobes of the brain. It says many possible symptoms can result, including unusual behaviors, emotional problems, trouble communicating, difficulty with work, or difficulty with walking. So my understanding is that you don't have, like, your memory. Yeah, that your memory is still there, but that you can act weird. You lose your inhibitions. You can act impulsively. You can be insensitive or rude. Inability to empathize with others. Yeah. But anyway, let's
Damn.
not talk about that. Let's talk about
That's
something
depressing.
different.
Let's
Heavy note.
transition to Mr. Khalid Alahar.
Khalid, we can't wait to hear your movie,
Wait, wait,
Khalid.
wait. I
I already
can't
went,
wait,
guys.
bruh. I was the first one.
No one's that drunk, Mr.
Do
Khalid.
you not have a
What?
movie, Khalid?
Oh my God, you guys remember? Oh, do we have memory
Yeah.
issues? Well, my guy did. In the movie that I'm going to review.
Okay.
Have you
Oh, wait,
guys
wait, wait.
ever? What? What?
Just from that one line,
You know
could I
what it
make
is?
a guess? Yeah, I know what
Yes,
it is.
yes, yes,
You know what it is.
Guess? Could I guess?
Yes, go for it.
Memento.
Hell yeah, Memento.
Oh, okay.
Shit.
Yeah.
I was
I
psyching
was
you up,
thinking
right,
about
dude?
that too, dude.
Yeah, man. That was in my mind. Let me cover That's Memento.
Christopher Nolan, right?
That's my second favorite Christopher Nolan movie, dude. That's the
only bearable Christopher Nolan movie.
Dude, how you could not watch Inception like 100 times?
Oh, yeah. I watched it at least twice. Yeah. Memento, I had to watch twice back to back because I didn't understand what the hell I just watched.
It's weird.
I'm like, I have to go back and I have to watch it because I'm not smart enough for this movie.
You see, Memento is the one of those shows. When I see it, I get what he was doing. And I was like, shit, this is the most brilliant thing ever. I'm never going to watch this again. Like, I couldn't watch it again because I'd catch it. And I was like, shit, maybe if I watch it a second time, it's probably going to confuse me. Like, I'm done. This is brilliant.
So you've only seen it once. I want to rewatch it.
Only once.
What? You guys didn't see it twice?
No, I had to watch it twice. Once.
I'm like, how the hell is this guy alive now? He just got killed. What's going on here?
But so, please, yeah. Go ahead. This is the first one that everybody see colored, so you can't get away with anything. Oh. And by the way, the whole second half of Easy Rider that I described to Patty, it didn't happen. No, okay. It's like, no, it did, it did. But this is the first one that we all see, so let's hear.
Well, guys, since you've seen it already, you know, I was going to tell people that haven't seen it, they may want to watch it. So I'm not going to tell you too many details, but, you know, I'll give you some.
All details.
Because, you know, I've had those issues where I walk into a room and I don't know what I came in here for. You know, wake up one morning, I'm like, where the hell am I? Oh, I'm in my bed. But I've never had a situation where I've like forgotten the entire day. This kind of reminds me of that movie with Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler, 51st Dates.
51st Dates.
Same situation, but just not as traumatic at the end. Right? Right? Cool. But so this guy, his name is Leonard Shelby, right? He has some memory issues. And in order for him to remember things, he decides to tattoo himself. But you don't kind of find that out till the end, which is really the beginning of the movie. But you know, when you watch it, you'll figure it out. So this man, Leonard, somebody killed his wife, and he's trying to figure out who killed my wife. I don't know who it is.
Who killed my boo thing?
Who killed my boo, right? So he says to himself, I'm going to find out, but I can only remember a day. So each day he tattoos something on his body. And eventually, through the course of the movie, he finds out who kills his wife. But he doesn't like the answer. So he makes up something else to lead to somebody else. And there you go. Should I give it away?
Give it away, dude. Spoilers for Memento if you didn't see that shit. Hell yeah.
Yeah, right? 24, 5 years, 4 years, you had to do it. So, you know, he killed his wife, but he made it look like somebody else did it. Tattooed that shit on his arm or in a picture, wrote a note saying, this guy killed your wife. Get him. You're done. So, yeah.
Why did he kill his wife? I forget
that also, conveniently. You know, as we should, because the movie is about forgetting things. But yeah, that was my movie. Simple and to the point. So Christopher Nolan, he did this movie back in like 2000, and it's just backwards to front. So it goes from clips, like the ending clip is him having somebody walk into a room and killing them. So you see the killing at first, shooting, then you see what happens. Then the next clip, you see something that happens at the end. Then he shows the clip that leads to the end of that clip. And it goes in sections. I don't know how many sections, though, he travels through.
Doesn't he kill her on accident, though?
I don't know.
Am I making that up?
I don't know. Let me see. It says basically, Leonard killed his own wife and fabricated an elaborate narrative to escape guilt. Maybe it was an accident. I'm not sure.
I'm going to Google it. Why did Leonard kill his wife in Memento? Ooh. He says the home invasion Leonard remembers. What?
While you're reading that and processing it, I just want to say the most brilliant thing about that movie was the presentation of the non-linear structure. So it's basically they had like a movie. It was from one point to the next, and Christopher Nolan just decided to tell that shit backwards. And it makes sense telling it backwards because it had somebody remembering from one point to the next. It was just so awesome, dude, to be able to tell that story. So picture if they had like a movie divided into like eight segments and, 160 scenes. He had like from point A to point Z already mapped out, and he just presented upside down. And everything justified in presenting it upside down because you in the same mindset as somebody who don't remember one day to the next. That was the crazy brilliant thing in the film. That part with the killing the wife, though, I don't remember why.
Something to do with insulin. Have you seen? It seems
Insulin?
he did it by mistake.
Yeah, the wife had like
She was
diabetes
trying
or
to get him
something.
to remember or something, and he gave her a fatal dosage of insulin. Have you seen Irreversible? It does the same thing. Irreversible.
Irreversible.
I like Irreversible better than Memento, but maybe I'm just not a Christopher Nolan person. But I did like Memento, but it's a rape. She gets raped. It's with Monica
Oh.
Bellucci. That movie is brutal. I watch a lot of horror movies. This movie, it's not a horror movie, but this movie is like the one movie where I was like, I can't watch this, and I legit covered my face till it was over because it's just there's a rape scene and it's really hyper realistic. It's Monica Bellucci, Vincent Cassel, Albert Dupontel. The plot depicts the events of a tragic night in Paris as two men attempt to avenge the brutal rape and beating of the woman they love. That movie's good if you guys haven't seen it. I recommend it.
Is it French? English? Subtitles?
It's French, but I think it's in English.
Monica Bellucci is gorgeous, too.
Yeah, I think Vincent Cassel at her time was her at the time was her husband. I want to say, Khalid, that the film is French, but I want to say that it's spoken in English. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's French and English. I don't remember.
Yeah, keep a note of that one, man. Irreversible.
Irreversible. Don't watch it with your kids.
Dude, Memento, man.
Memento's a good movie, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
I love
one
that
of
one.
those movies where it's good, but you don't want to. I didn't want to watch it again. I
I
might
don't
watch
want
it
to watch it again.
now. You know, another movie that's like that is, and I love this movie, but I don't want to watch it again. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. That's a hard watch.
Is that
Yeah.
with
Well, that
Jim
was a
Carrey?
one watch for me, dude. And I'd love
And it
that.
was a great movie, but
That
it's
was a
like
good
a
movie.
tough. It's tough.
He wants to
Well,
forget.
dude, we can't talk too much extra movies, dude. I love this shit. We gotta do another one on
I
this maybe
know. This
next
was
month, man.
fun. Yeah, this was
Hell
fun.
yeah. Any closing thoughts or messages to relay to everyone before we exit out to this movie review of Perplex and shit, Patricia?
What? Yes, watch a good movie and then go touch grass.
Boom. Catch you next time. See ya.
Bye.